Hello and welcome to the Oracle of Light podcast. I am your host, Shauna DeMellon. In this week's episode, I wanted to do something a little bit different. We are going to look at the energetic forecast for the month of September. September is typically a time during the year when I kind of look at my harvest. I kind of look at all of the seeds that I've planted and really start to look at everything that's come to fruition. Maybe I've got some weeds that haven't really done anything. Maybe I need to clear away some blocks, some beliefs. Maybe there are some projects that just need to be put on the back burner from now. Maybe there are other projects that are kind of whispering and they would like to be brought into the forefront. I find September is really my harvest season. I start to look at everything that has accumulated in my life, the good, the bad, the ugly, all of it. And then it gives me a chance to reset and refocus for the rest of this year. We've got September, October, November, December. We've got 4 months. And it kind of gives me a chance to course correct and really start to focus on how I would like to end this year out. Would I like to end it out on a bang? Do I need to course correct anywhere? Am I starting to think about what next year is going to look like, what energy I'd like to wrap this year up with and bring it into the new year? I start to play with those sorts of energies. And now July and August were really intense. Those were intense energies. We had eclipse season. And the eclipse season is beautiful because it just kind of brings everything back into our awareness. It lets us take another look at things and perhaps see where things are working and maybe look at fine-tuning things. A lot of relationships have shifted. A lot of you have been doing so much personal work and personal growth, and you've really been stepping up and willing to look at your life and your creations and willing to look at where you might need to fine-tune things and change and shift things to create the results that you'd really like. And when we do that, we up-level. We up-level our vibration, our frequency. We change. And sometimes the people around us, maybe they're not ready to go with us any further on that journey. Or maybe the relationship shifts and changes, and there seems to be a little bit more distance or breathing room with the relationship, whatever that is. And in looking at the energies that are coming in for September, it looks like incredible celebratory energies that are coming in to support us, all the work that we've done, all the clearing that we've done. And it's like it's tying up loose ends. That's the best way I can describe it when I look at the energy of September. It's really about getting clear and letting things go and really just letting things be. And for myself in the last week, I've had some very tumultuous relationships. I've had some really intense meetings and interactions with people. And a year ago, I would have been terrified. I wouldn't have been able to sleep. It would have, you know, kept me in a spin. It would have upset me. I wouldn't have known how to do it. And you fast forward to last week, I was grounded. I was prepared. And I went in with an unshakable confidence, really connected to my inner power. And it was a bit topsy-turvy at times. There were people in the room that were explosive and angry and upset, and people in the room that were trying to be very controlling and come up with a plan and you know, try to make everyone go along with what their ideas were. And it was really It was really quite fascinating to sit there afterwards with a glass of wine, I might say, and really look at how far I've come and acknowledge the work that I've done, acknowledge how many times battered and bruised and sweaty and tired, exhausted, I still got in the arena every day. I still showed up for myself. I still showed up for my dreams. I still showed up for what I believed in my heart. And September is another beautiful time for all of us to do that, to really acknowledge the work that we've done Did you change that career? Did you take that class? Did you step out of your comfort zone? Did you start to share one of your dreams with the world? Are you doing videos? Are you doing readings? Are you writing? Are you dancing, singing? Are you relating with people differently? Are you making you a priority? That's huge, huge for 2019, is making sure that we are fulfilled and that our cup is running over before we start to take care of everyone around us. It's very much like being on the airplane, and they always do that little talk at the beginning, and they say, you know, if there's turbulence, make sure you put your mask on first before helping other people. And I really think that we're looking at that from a different perspective, where we really realize that we have more to give if we are grounded and centered, happy, our bellies are full, our spirit is full, we feel heard, we feel valued, we're taking care of ourselves, we're taking care of our bodies, then we can show up as the best version of us. And when we show up as the best version of us, we have more to give, we have more to share, we have more to offer. And what was interesting is, as I'm looking at the energy of September, it really looks like it's an opportunity for us to break through and really become clear about what shape, what form we would like our life to take in these next few months. Is it something that we'd like to work on with our body, with our mind, our spirit, with our relationships, how we relate to people? Are we starting to share from our heart? Are we starting to show up differently in the world? Are we starting to show up more authentically with the world? And this month is really about taking care of yourself and finding ways to express yourself, expressing happiness and joy, and really starting to share what's in your heart if you haven't done that already. And for some of you, it's really about sharing what's in your heart and what maybe you were sharing before. And now it's time to start going back to those roots and start sharing those things again. And for myself, my absolute love is mediumship. I love communicating with crossed over loved ones, especially crossed over children. There is a profound healing and magic that occurs when I'm able to give those messages from that crossed over child to their mother who is sitting here in the physical. There is something inexplicable. It's magic. It is so profound and so healing. And it's something that I wasn't willing to really look at after losing my son, after going through my own grieving process. It was something that I just kind of tucked away. And I had a client that came to me a couple of weeks ago, and she'd had a miscarriage. And being able to relay the information from that spirit, letting her know that love is always there, that that's never going to shift or change, and just really giving her reassurance and letting her know that they're still connected. It was just so incredible to watch that reunification, if you will, of those two souls. To know that they're still connected, they're just in different forms. And so for me, it was really, really coming from a place of sharing that aspect of my gift from a whole new, it's like a whole new perspective. It was almost like taking me out of the equation, taking my grief out of the equation, and just letting that information and that love and that energy channel through me. And just letting it be what it needs to be. And so sometimes we bring more of our stuff into our creations and what we'd like to share with the world. And so everywhere that you've done that, I just want to destroy and create all of that across all ways, spaces, times, dimensions, and realities, so that you're able to set aside any points of view, judgments, assumptions, conclusions, anything like that, or your ego, your own thoughts, you're able to set that aside and just let that energy flow through you. And you can think of it as divine energy, universal energy, source energy, the angels, your loved ones, your guides, your team, whatever that looks like for you. Just really, really coming from a place of just sharing through your heart, really just sharing from a place of authenticity and love and not expecting anything in return, if that makes sense. So September really gives us an opportunity to really start to look at what it is that we'd like to share. What is it that's been whispering through our heart? What is that? What is it that you've thought, well, I'd like to do that, but, you know, maybe you've made it about money. Well, I would like to do that, but I don't have the money. So everything that is, let's destroy and create all of that. Because when we make it about money, it's like we've just kiboshed it, basically. So instead, if there's something that you'd like to do and you require money to do it, whether that's a class, a creation, a trip, whatever it is, I invite you to start asking, what would it take? What would it take to have the money to take this class? Cool. Universe, angels, whatever that looks like for you, bring me the money to take this class. Show me what I need to do to have that money show up in a way that's fun for me, and let's do this. And so again, starting to get clear about what it is that you'd like to do, and then starting to put together a plan. And the more clear we can get, then the easier it is for the universe to bring it to us. So for example, if you'd like to, start writing, for example, you'd like to start writing more. Okay, let's look at what that looks like. Are you going to write every day? Are you going to get up in the morning before the house is up? Are you going to make coffee and start writing? Are you going to share? Are you going to do a blog? Are you going to post on social media? Really start to look at what that looks like for you and really connect into the energy of that writing project or whatever that is for you. And really, when we connect into the energy of that project, we use the writing example. When we connect into that writing project, the energy of it, it will start to communicate with you and the energy will start to build. And then you can start to really connect in with it and really start to co-create with it. What am I writing about today? Am I writing a series? Am I writing a book? Am I working on 10 different projects at once? Oftentimes we feel a bit bored or stifled because we don't have enough on the go. And I know for me, if I don't have enough on the go that I really love, I will create a bunch of crap. And it's, oh yes, crap is created. So for some of you, you don't have enough on the go. And so when we start to get really clear about what it is in our heart, what is that? What are my dreams? What am I ready to share? When we start to look at ways of tuning into what that is, no matter what anyone else around us is saying, then that starts to light us up. That starts to bring us real excitement. And there was something I heard years ago, just for me, just for fun, never tell anyone. I used to teach classes on manifesting, and this piece came to me, and it was so brilliant. And I may have shared this in other episodes. And the idea is that when you have something that is so delicious and exciting and you've got this heart's desire that you are finding ways to bring into the world and you're just so excited to share it, keep it under wraps just until it's ready to actually be launched into the world. Because what happens is we're so excited, and we all do this, we're so excited, and then we share it with someone. And it might not be something that they would choose. And then it just creates this really strange energetic where it's almost like they want to make you wrong for choosing it because they wouldn't choose it, or they'll start to shoot holes in your plan. And the perfect example I have is years ago. I saw this car and I absolutely loved it. It was this Mercedes. And every day I would drop my daughter off at school and I would see this car. And I absolutely loved it. And I could imagine driving it. And it was so beautiful. And I was so excited. And I went online and I built the one that I wanted. And I priced it out. And oh, I went to the dealership and I looked at it and smelled it and sat inside. And it was so real for me and so exciting. And then I shared it with my husband. And the first thing out of his mouth was, "Do you know how unreliable those are? And do you know how expensive they are to fix? And do you know this? And do you know that? And oh my gosh." And he went on to this huge diatribe of why that was the worst car ever. And it kind of squashed my dream of having it. And then it gets better. The next time we had friends over, the two husbands started going on about how unreliable these cars are, and I would be better off with these other options. And they came up with these other options for me that they had researched, and they literally squashed my excitement. So again, if there's something that you hold dear to your heart, hang on to it. Hang on to it really tight while it's building its energy. And then say, for example, maybe you're writing a book. Sure, you can let people know that you're writing something, and you can give them a little snippet of what it is or not. And keep all that energy and let it build. And then when you're ready to launch it into the world, boom, then we share it with everyone. Because sometimes just someone else's energy can become intertwined with our hope and our dream. And then oftentimes we will actually leave it on the sideline. We'll just leave it because it doesn't have that excitement anymore. And it's almost like it's deflated. So September really is a fantastic time for you to get clear about your dreams. When are they? Write them down, write them in a journal. Place your hand over your heart. Take a few deep breaths into your heart. Breathe in for three, hold for three, release for three. Do that cycle three times. And just really start to get quiet. And start to journal and just start to see what energy comes up, what energy wants to play. And start looking at how you can bring that dream, or maybe there's more than one, how you can bring it into reality. What does that look like? Are there action steps? Is there something that you can do? Is there something, maybe you need a daily ritual. Maybe you need to get up an hour early. Maybe you need to reach out to someone. Maybe you just need to hunker down and just finish whatever it is. Sometimes I find that to be a bit of a challenge because sometimes I get bored. I get bored and it's just like, the last thing I want to do is sit here for 2 hours working on this. But my guides always remind me of how amazing and accomplished I feel when I do it. So I'll push through and I'll do it. And so is there something that you need to push through and do? Just get it done, whatever it is. And it's really important this month to communicate everything that's on your mind, everything that's in your heart. You know, oftentimes we don't want to hurt other people's feelings. And we're maybe not as honest as they need us to be. And it's not about being brutally honest. It's just coming from a place of authenticity and just really being able to say, you know, that doesn't really sit with me. I don't really like that. You know, that I'm not feeling that. And just really keeping those lines of communication open instead of going along with something that you're really not feeling. And then the lines or the communication is mixed, if you will. And so just really, really notice that this month. And again, you can place your hand over your heart and really start to open up and receive all of the guidance, all of the information, and really allowing the energy to flow through you. And really, really looking at it from a place of not stifling any of your emotions or feelings, just letting everything flow. Letting everything flow, speaking your truth, from a place of kindness and authenticity, and really, really starting to look at your projects, again, what you'd like to be creating, if they're, you know, and what I'm getting is that in the month of September, some of those puzzle pieces, those elusive puzzle pieces that we've been waiting for may start to drop. And so to keep your eyes open for those possibilities. And anywhere that you've been frustrated that things are not working out, things are not happening, you missed something, you didn't follow everything, you didn't get all the steps, let's just destroy it and create all of that. Because what I've found is that all of my blessings just kind of get put on hold if for whatever reason I'm not willing or I'm just not quite there yet to bring them into my reality. That doesn't mean that they're gone. That just means that the timeline has shifted, that maybe they've moved to the side and there are other projects that are coming in instead. And so everywhere that you feel like you've missed something, I just want to grab that energy and destroy and uncreate it in all ways, spaces, times, dimensions, and realities. And so again, being really, really clear, what I find is when I speak truthfully and honestly, that there's this sense of liberation. Like I feel empowered to show up differently, show up authentically, and just share from a place of really genuinely wanting to communicate and wanting to create more possibilities and wanting to create with the people around me. And something else that I invite you to look at for the month of September is really, really starting to listen to your body. Our body has its own consciousness. So our body will tell us when it likes something, when it doesn't like something. For me, it's pedicures. Whenever I go to have a pedicure and I go to the spa and I put the robe on and I eat cookies and I drink tea and I have the delicious, delicious pedicure. And I tell you, the whole time I'm there, it's like my body is zinging from head to toe. It's like she's saying, yes, thank you. Yes, more of this. So for September, I invite you to really look at, do you need to slow down? Has your body been asking for more rest? Has your body been asking for more water, more sunlight, more laughter, more joy, more orgasmic energy? Has your body been asking for different things and you weren't quite sure what that was? So I'd like to bring all of that back and have your body communicate with you a little bit louder. And start to notice where you're feeling things. Are you feeling heaviness in your chest? Is that grief? Is it excitement? How is your stomach? How are your guts? How's your sleep? Do you feel lethargic? Is it hard to get up in the morning? Or do you get up and you feel fantastic? How are your stress levels? Are you coping with stress? Are you managing? My dad used to he used to count sleeps. So in the morning on Tuesday morning, he would say, "All right, four more sleeps." And that's how he got through his work week sometimes. He didn't do it all the time. But that was kind of what he did. And so instead of just getting through, getting by, what if we were to be active participants in our life? What if we were to really look at how our body is getting our attention and look for different ways to honor our body and really listening to the messages that our body has for us. Because again, our body will communicate with us. Our body will let us know. Do you ever put a shirt on and you just feel awkward? I did that the other day. I put this shirt on and I just instantly felt constricted, and I thought, oh my God, get this off of me. Like, I just felt like it was just so wrong. And that was my body saying, no, I don't like this. I don't like this. And so, really paying attention to your body will assist you with your creations, with communicating from your heart, your body will assist you with really connecting into your heart and starting to share from an open, honest, vulnerable place. And I'll do a little exercise with you. It's getting that yes and no from our body. Our body will communicate with us. And so, if you can imagine right now, if you can say out loud or think in your mind, my body likes to drink antifreeze. And then just see where you feel that in your physical body. Is it a tightness? And it depends on how your gifts work. But for this exercise, we're asking your body to give you a sign. And so again, my body likes to drink antifreeze. For me, it's like a clenching in my gut, in my stomach. It's like, no, it's heavy. That's my body telling me no. And so continue to play with that until you feel something in your physical body. It could be a tingling, it could feel lighter, it could be just a knowing, but your body will show you what that no looks like. And now we're going to clear all that energy. And now you can say out loud or in your mind, my body likes to drink water, sparkling spring water. And notice where you feel that in your body. And in my body, I feel it in my chest. It's like champagne bubbles. It's like, it's this light, buoyant, fun energy. And that's my body telling me yes. And so over the next few weeks, as we work our way through September, I invite you to bring your body into the equation as much as you can. And just really tune in. If I eat this salad, is that what my body would really like? If I, eat this burger, is that really what my body would like? And so you can really start to play with that. And what does my body want right now? Would my body like to go and lie down and have a nap? That was me this afternoon. I was just really integrating these energies that are coming in. Sometimes I just need to go lie down and it's almost like I recalibrate. And so yeah, I went to lie down, got up an hour later and I just felt like $1 million. So yeah, that was what my body wanted. I was writing and then all of a sudden the flow stopped and I was like, oh, what do we need to do? And I just instantly felt kind of tired. Okay, we're gonna go lie down. And so the more you practice, the easier they will get. And again, our bodies are this wonderful vessel that our soul is inhabiting for this lifetime. And so what else can we do to listen to our body? What else can we do to nourish our body, honor our body? And in turn, our body will assist us with our heart's desires, with our relationships, with our relationship to ourself, how we feel in the world. And our body will help us to take those action steps. If we feel invigorated and rested and nurtured, we just feel happy. And that happiness spreads throughout every aspect of our life. And then we're able to magnetize even more delicious, happy things into our world through those energies. And so I invite you to play with all of that for the month of September. Really getting clear on what your heart's desires are, even just one, and start to look at action steps. How can you bring that into your reality and come up with a game plan and write it down? Are you getting up earlier? Do you need a daily ritual? Do you need to take a class? Do you need to learn something? Do you need to put something aside, pick something back up? And always listening to your body. And honoring your body and where your body is at. And what energy, space, and consciousness can you and your body be to generate, create, actualize, magnetize a phenomenal September beyond your wildest dreams with abundance, love, joy, heartfelt connections, meaningful soul connections, and everything that wraps you with love, joy, happiness, and possibilities. And anything standing in the way of any of that, we destroy and uncreate it all across all ways, spaces, times, dimensions, and realities. I send you mountains of love. Have a fantastic, phenomenal, magical, incredible month. And let me know how you make out. I want to hear all about it. Till next week. Bye for now.